terrorism, and our energy supply.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for Jeremy Hobson. A terror group claiming to be behind the natural gas plant attack in Algeria promises more strikes. Dozens of hostages and militants are dead after special forces stormed the compound and ended the crisis over the weekend. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us from London for a look at the impact on energy. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Mark.
So how important in general is North Africa as an energy supplier?
Well, BP and other majors regard it as a very important and significant region for future development. There have been years of underinvestment there, largely due to the isolation of the Gaddafi regime in Libya. But it was felt after the Arab Spring, North Africa generally and Libya in particular would see a big burst of exploration and production would be ramped up. North Africa could become a major energy growth area.
So for that potential, what does the attack do to that?
Well, Nick McGregor, an oil analyst with brokers Redmayne Bentley, thinks it certainly won't stop oil and gas exploration there, but it could hamper it because of the threat to the physical safety of installation staff.
Oil and gas companies are about some of the most willing businesses in the world to go into difficult areas, but things like this will increase risk and will increase cost, and therefore they are likely to slow investment going forwards.
So that's about investment, medium term, long term. But in general, does an attack like this move the needle in terms of energy prices that we can notice?
McGregor thinks it won't, because North Africa is not, as things stand, an absolutely critical source of energy for the global market right now. But it could have an impact in the future, and the effect is most likely to be felt in Europe and especially in the natural gas market.
Okay, Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks.
Okay, Mark.